Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm here with Lynn Fawn. Lynn, what do you do at Intel?
I'm in technical marketing, and I work in the server products group as a TME.
We're talking about Intel's latest workstation platform today, the Xeon 5400 series, and we're going to talk a little bit about the technology features that comprise that platform. First, the 45-nanometer Penryn-based processor. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, there's so much about the processor. You know, it has higher frequencies now. It's starting at greater than 3 gigahertz. It has a lot of opportunities for the Stokely platform because of the cache sizes and power management features that they're adding and instruction sets such as the SSC4 for gaming, media, and graphics. And then they have some new feature sets for the scientific community where they're putting in Radix 16.
So I'm a little bit of a geek, but I'm not that much of a geek. So tell me, what does Radix 16 really mean?
It's really just a divider inside the processor. You're doubling your dividing speed. So there's Radix 4, Radix 16 is doubling that speed.
For scientific computing applications where they're crunching numbers, I would assume this is kind of important.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it really complements this 47 new instruction sets with SSC4.
You also mentioned energy efficiency in the processor. Do we have any idea about the advances in terms of energy efficiency when we move to the Penryn series and servers?
Yeah, so what's unique about the Stokely platform is what the designers really considered was adding more thermal sensors throughout the platform, and I call it like sprinkling it around. So they sprinkled it in the CPU, they sprinkled it in the chipset, and then they put a thermal sensor in the FBDIMMs. Now you can actually control your fan speeds throughout the platform, and that's where you get your energy-efficient performance.
So something you told me earlier today was that the chipset really controls the platform, and that's what defines the innovation beyond the processor. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
During this time frame in Stokely, we've added the PCI Express Gen 2 support, and that really gives the user the capability to add higher speed graphics cards if they wanted. Also, different configurations in PCI Gen 1 or PCI Gen 2, depending on what their needs are. And we've added the high-performing memory, the fully buffered DIMMs. So that's giving the customer just much more to work with than before.
If we look at the other side of the platform, we talked about I.O. You mentioned fully buffered DIMMs, which is the memory technology on the Stokely platform. Tell me more about fully buffered DIMMs and what that represents and what's new in fully buffered DIMMs.
So on the Stokely platform, what we've done is we doubled the capacity of the fully buffered DIMMs. Last year, we provided 64 gigabytes of memory, and this year, we're doubling that to 128 gigabytes. And we've added a thermal sensor, advanced memory buffer, to help with the cooling systems on the Stokely platform.
So is that part of the sprinkling of the fan speed technologies across the platform?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. And is the memory industry lined up with us on this?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's a number of memory vendors that have worked with us on this technology.
Stokely also introduces virtualization for directed I.O., which is our newest addition to the virtualization suite that we offer on our platforms. What's that all about?
Two things, DMA remapping and protection, reliability, security in their environments. So the Stokely chipset will now do hardware assist for a guest physical address translation to host physical address translation. You get protected isolated DMA mapping. That means less downtime for any type of virtualization system.
Does that really mean that an adapter can actually have different areas of dedicated DMA for the different virtual partitions on the machine?
Yes, for the I/O devices.
Okay, that's very cool. And is this the end of our technology trajectory for virtualization on I/O?
Absolutely not. I know there's a lot more to come in terms of moving away from the software to hardware assist type of technologies for virtualization. And this is just one of the many things, the hurdles that we're trying to overcome in virtualization.
Lynn, it was a pleasure having you here today. I can tell you have a lot of passion for the workstation space. I want to keep hearing from you in the future about how we're pushing this innovation further. Thank you for being on Chip Chat today.
Great. Thank you, Allison.